WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic. And today, we're tackling a topic that affects millions: depression. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Stoicism? That sounds all serious and philosophical. And sure, there is a depth to it, but at its core, Stoicism is about finding strength and clarity even in the toughest times. And trust me, when it comes to navigating the complexities of depression, that strength is invaluable. We all have those moments. Maybe you've woken up feeling like you're wading through mud, or perhaps a wave of sadness has washed over you seemingly out of nowhere. It's not about being happy all the time, folks. Stoicism isn't about ignoring your feelings, it's about understanding them and finding ways to move forward despite them. So, how do we, as Stoics, understand and manage depression for better well-being? Here are five key takeaways that have really helped me. First, accept your emotions. Stoicism teaches us to acknowledge our feelings without judgment. It's like saying, hey, I'm feeling down right now, but this is a temporary state, not my entire reality. Don't try to push it away or pretend it's not there. That just makes things harder. Allow yourself to feel the sadness, the frustration, whatever comes up. But remember, you're bigger than your emotions. Next, focus on what you can control. Depression often leads us down a spiral of what-ifs and regrets. We dwell on the past or worry about the future. Stoicism reminds us that we only truly have power over our present actions and thoughts. So, shift your focus to what you can do right now. Maybe it's taking a walk, listening to music, or simply breathing deeply. Small steps forward make a big difference. Third, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but actively appreciating the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your mood. When we focus on what we lack, depression thrives. But when we cultivate gratitude for even the smallest things, a warm cup of coffee, a friendly smile, a beautiful sunset, it shifts our perspective and opens up space for joy. Fourth, connect with others. Human beings are social creatures. We need connection to thrive. Don't isolate yourself during tough times. Reach out to friends and family, join a support group, or volunteer in your community. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others who understand can provide invaluable support and remind you that you're not alone. Finally, be patient with yourself. Recovery from depression is a journey, not a destination. There will be good days and bad days. Celebrate the victories, no matter how small, and don't beat yourself up on the tough days. Remember that you are worthy of love, happiness, and fulfillment. Keep moving forward, one step at a time. Now, let me share a quick example. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation coming up, and you're feeling overwhelmed with anxiety. You might be tempted to wallow in those negative thoughts, spiraling into a pit of, I can't do this, I'm going to fail. But here's where Stoicism comes in. Instead of letting those thoughts control you, focus on what you can control. Your preparation. Spend time practicing your presentation, visualize yourself delivering it with confidence, and remember that even if things don't go perfectly, it's just one moment in time. You can learn from the experience and move forward stronger. See? Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about channeling them into productive action. So, those are our key takeaways. Accept your feelings, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, connect with others, and be patient with yourself. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. By embracing the principles of Stoicism, you can navigate the challenges of depression and build a more resilient, fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on these tips, what resonates most with you. Have any personal experiences you'd like to share? Let's keep this conversation going in the comment section below. And don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stoic for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, remember, even amidst darkness, there's always light within us waiting to be ignited. Keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.